Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
B. Mitch Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Fired up to do a little more Trae Young talk with our friend Mr. Chris Miles. From Harlem to NBA TV host, you can give Miles a follow at Chris Miles TV. Kind enough to join us via the Rude guest hotline. Rude makes the most reliable HVAC products in the DMV. Chris, what's up, dude? How are you?
Well, never a dull day in the NBA, right? Like, if you get used to just the action, there's going to be a trade of a major all-star, a star in the game. It's going to happen every, 4 to 6 months, right?
Mm. Here we are. I mean, that's what B was saying. Because my question is, Atlanta's clearly given up on this dude. They didn't get a lot in return. And I don't know the last time Washington has been the number one destination for an all-star player. Yet, here we are. So, tell us how this all shook out. Kind of how you think Washington ended up being the place Trae Young wants to go.
Well, that's a long, winding road, so I try to give you the most abridged version possible, right? First and foremost, I think that's a good narrative to be out there, but the truth is the Wizards were the only bias, right? Like, you hear these other destinations, and I know as a fact that it was the Wizards and no one else was in the contest, and you got to give credit to the Wizards buying low, right? It's like, okay, we're a franchise. We need another guy who's an absolute star. We need that position, and we have a bunch of young guys. Here's this player that can come in from a basketball perspective. Great move. Now, why was Trae Young available? It's not his basketball skills. Gosh, he's a four-time All-Star. He's led the league in assists, you know, what is it, two of the last 3 years in total assists. The game is not the problem. The problem with Trae Young is the stuff you hear behind the scenes. So if you're the Wizards, that's something you have to see how you deal with that, right? Is he going to come in and be a leader, or is he going to come in with some of that stuff he was doing before? Because the Hawks, they got tired of it. And they're like, well, if the Mavs can trade Luka, then we can trade Trae.
What are those things that are the stuff behind the scenes that he's doing?
So here's the thing, B. Mitch, and I'll say this. You know this is a stand-up person, right? I've heard from former players on the team that, you know, he'll curse out a general manager and that he'll disrespect people in the front office and that, you know, and I've heard specific stories in that way. Now, for me, I've been around Trae. I know his father. I think that would be incorrect as me as a journalist to say, yeah, I've seen this happen. I've been around him. I've been around his dad. I've been around that team. I have not seen that with my own eyes. But people that have played with him and people in the front office have said that these things have happened. If you look at him on the court and what they are defensively when he's playing, you kind of see him give up. I mean, he did it against the Bulls in the play-in game last year. Everybody's playing hard, diving for loose balls, and he's just like kind of out there like, ah. So he plays one end of the floor. He gives up on the other end of the floor. That's kind of an indication of some of the stuff you heard about him off the court. And I think that's the biggest factor here, why he was available at the price he was available. Because offensively, this guy's a juggernaut. There's no doubt about it. He hasn't fallen off. He's 8 years in. He's one of the best passers and shooters we have in the game. And the Wizards are bringing that in. It's just a matter, okay, C.J. McCollum was helping, you know, Trae Johnson and these guys learn to be pros. Trae Young does not have that reputation, and that's an issue.
So here's a question. I'm guessing you know C.J. Holmes from New York Daily News. We just talked to C.J. about this. My concern with the Trae Young trade, and the Wiz have won a few games lately, playing way better basketball. Sar's playing well. Trae Johnson shooting from half court. I still very much care about the draft pick in this upcoming draft that's supposed to be, you know, one of the best drafts in a long time. What is our concern about Trae Young making this team good or, like, better?
Well, okay. All right. There's two or three things here. It's a great question, right? First and foremost, get that out of your head. Because I said this to people in the last two drafts, in these two classes, I know better than I've known classes in a decade, because I've actually called these high school games with VJ Edgecombe and Trey Johnson. As you guys remember, I came on this very show like, hey, Trey Johnson at six, you guys got a guy who can score 25 a game in the future, right? Don't cry over falling to six when you get that guy in this draft. Same thing with VJ Edgecombe. I'm like, I thought VJ had the same amount of talent as Cooper Flagg coming in. We're kind of seeing that come to fruition, right? What I'm saying about this draft class, Darren Peterson to me is the guy. But if you end up with Cam Boozer, A.J. DeVancer, like, you should still be in that range to get a guy who should come in and be an excellent basketball player because this draft is that deep. We've also seen with the Wizards, oh, you try to lose games and you still end up at six, right? That's the first part of that. The second part, Trae Young hasn't been healthy this season. Mm-hmm. So if you're the Wizards, you're thinking, okay, we bring him in, we see what's going on with this knee, we play the young guys, and we still, you know, lose games, these guys develop, and then next season, Trey picks up that player option, we bring him in, and we also have this top draft pick. I think, from the outside looking in, that's what the Wizards are trying to do, and I love that as a game plan.
So, and there's a lot to like here, and if the concern isn't about losing the pick, then I'd like it even more. Does Trae Young, is he in a mental place where he can be somebody that helps these young guys, Trey Johnson, Alex Saar, Keyshawn George, like continue their development?
My blink would be no. My blink would be no, because, you know, that was part of the issues with Trey in Atlanta. You draft Zach Richache, you bring in Ace Newell, and that really wasn't, that wasn't the story, right? Like, that he was not doing that with those guys. But when Nickeil Alexander-Walker came in, that was the story. That was the narrative. Dyson Daniels, just a little bit older, that was the story. That's the narrative. Jalen Johnson taking his game to the next level. It almost seemed like addition by subtraction. You take Trae Young and his $50 million contract off the court, and all these guys blossom. So, to answer your question, I don't know if that's what you're getting with Trae Young, but you probably have to go search for that kind of player again to add to this team if you're bringing Trae Young in. What I do like is that Trae's not a good defender, but you got a lot of good defenders on that court in Washington with Bilal Coulibaly, Alex Saar, and you can go get another guy. So those are things I do like, that they kind of have the roster and the infrastructure to bring in a guy that really can distribute the ball to these young players. Because Trey Johnson, I just say this, if Trey Young comes in passing the way that he's passing his career with Trey Johnson, that's a problem. I mean, they're going to put up a crazy amount of points and be very exciting for people to come watch.
And what you just stated, I mentioned that yesterday, last night when I started hearing about this, the amount of defensive players they have on that team, and let's be real, a lot of NBA players that play great offense don't play defense. And they have defensive players on their team that help them out tremendously. Can that help this little transition, being that he is a liability defensively?
Yeah, and when I say he's a liability in two ways, right? The first is his size. I mean, you look at an NBA court and it's like, all right, this guy, what is he going to do on defense, right? It's just going to be a liability. But it's also the mentality of everybody playing hard on defense. He'll play as hard as he can on offense, and you'll be like, why are you not even trying right now? So I say that to say, Bilal Coulibaly is a top-tier defender, right? We've seen Alex Saar take on that kind of same mantle, if you will. So it's like, all right, are you going to go get another guy like that? Who are you going to have on the court like that as well if you're going to have Trae Young on the floor? And I think that balances itself out. Like, coaches know you're not going to have all five top-tier defenders. You can have a singular defensive liability, but you can't have multiple defensive liabilities on the court at the same time.
Do you think this is a play to flip Trae Young again? Or do you think this is a play to have Trae Young be a long-term part of this thing?
So it's both. You get to see. And that's kind of the thing. Trae Young's at an interesting age where, okay, he's got a player option next year. Let's say he comes in and you're the front office, and you're like, hey, Trey, this is what we're doing, and he has a terrible attitude or something, you can say, fine, nice to have you. You've wasted 2 years of your career. You can walk. All we gave away, truly, was a guy that was going to go somewhere anyway, and CJ McCollum, and Corey Kispert, who's a really good shooter that you probably, looking at the logjam you had at that position. Because what I see is, okay, Tristan Vucevic, for instance, this guy shouldn't be on a two-way deal. Now you have the roster spot to sign him to a full-time contract. Do you see what I mean? Like, the Wizards kind of needed to maneuver in that way anyway. And I think that's a big deal because, JP, I was at the game. You know, I cover the Spurs now as well. I'm on the road with them. And, you know, he played against the Wizards. And I'm like, Vucevic is a problem. He was giving the Spurs work. And I've seen him before, and I'm like, this is a guy that deserves a full-time contract and can be on the floor and be a difference maker. The Wizards have a lot of players like that that have developed that I think they get more of an opportunity with that open roster spot.
Talking with our friend Chris Miles here from NBA TV. You can give Chris a follow at Chris Miles TV. Obviously, the big news here is Trae Young coming to Washington. I guess it's not official yet, but when Shams says it, it's official. I think, you know, as we kind of move forward here with the Wiz, do you think, you know, how do you think this rebuild is going here? You talk about Vucevic, some of the other guys are developing. I mean, Sarr versus Risashe right now looks like the Wiz really won that kind of, the number two was the number one. Where do you think they are big picture and how far away are they?
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
I think with this move, contingent on who you get in the draft, and I am very biased here, okay? I think even with the backcourt, Trey Johnson's the starting shooting guard in the NBA point-blank period. Trey Young, I think if you get the first pick, you still go get Darren Peterson and you figure it out. I think that kid is that dynamic, that good. But I've heard from several sources the Wizards aren't that high on Darren Peterson. So when you ask that question, right, I go, well, if you got Trae Young next year, Sarr, Koulibaly, Trae Johnson, oh, A.J. DeBanza, Cam Boozer, you know, Caleb Wilson, you throw Eels guys in the mix. I'm like, now you're in the playoffs in the East. To me, that's if Trae's healthy, buying in with that group, you're a playoff team in the Eastern Conference. So to me, once we see what happens with the draft lottery, I'll have a fair assessment of where the Wizards are going forward. And who's to say they're done dealing, right? Mm. But I look at it as, man, they seem to be – you look at the record, you go, Chris, they're so far off. I'm like, not when you watch them play. Like, they have a lot of players who can play. They need some veterans to kind of be more so in their prime, not past their prime, like Middleton and C.J. McCollum. Mm-hmm. Like, they kind of need – honestly, a Trae Young, if he's buying in. I mean, this is a four-time All-Star and a sixth leader, you know? So I would say playoff team next year if Trae Young is playing like Trae Young and they land this draft pick and it's a guy that can come in and be an instant contributor.
And you believe it could be, like, that quick?
That's what happens in the NBA.
Yeah, I know that they've talked about this rebuild, but they've been doing that for 3 years now. So
that's what I'm saying. Ain't that
four year about time it starts to hit.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, that's what I'm like. It hasn't been that quick. I mean, look, I said this. You guys know this. I've said this when I was on 106.7 The Fan, and, you know, Bradley Beal was, you know, leading the league and scoring. Like, trade him now. Trade him now. Because it just I always looked at Bradley Beal as being a really good player, but not an MVP caliber player, not a guy that's going to lead you to championship. Mm-hmm. I think this thing would have flipped around, you know, 2 or 3 years ago had they done that, but they didn't get the right return for Bradley Beal. And that's something we're starting to see with teams that hold on to all-stars too long, that they don't get the return that they need. Whereas, like, you look at the Clipper, I mean, you look at the Thunder going to get Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, and you're like, oh, that's – no, they traded Paul George away, right? Like, right. That's how they really rebuilt so fast, and I thought the Wizards should have followed that playbook the following year. But here we are. They're finally getting to that stage, and, you know, I look at this deal. They bought low. They didn't give up too much. No disrespect to Corey Kispert, right? But for a four-time All-Star, if Trae Young can come in and have the right mentality, which is a big if, I think this is the thing that elevates them to being a playoff team.
That's crazy, man. I mean, so you think no way, because I know it's a player option for Trae Young, he's picking that up, right? I mean, it's $50
million. $50 million.
Right.
What are we talking about? The only way he doesn't pick that up, we saw this with Jimmy Butler. And this is like, you know, these negotiations have been going on. I think it's been 3 weeks, maybe a month, right? Like, a lot of times those deals are in play before the trade is agreed upon. And if you saw Trae Young's body language as he was walking out of the arena in Atlanta, it looked as if, ah, oh, finally, it's done. Let's get up there. That's how he looked to me. Right? I don't know if you've seen the clip. I can send it to you guys. But they announced it. He walked out of the arena. He's like, let's go.
I saw him out.
You guys remember, I'm a Knicks fan. Trae Young has killed us for years.
Right.
Okay? He like, this guy's an assassin. And here's the other thing.
Trae Johnson has come in like, hey, I'm the best shooter on the team. It's shown up. Okay, now you got a backcourt with two guys who can launch?
Mm-hmm.
You kidding me? Like, that's exciting. Whatever you want to say, wins, losses, what's going to happen in the future, put Trae Young and Trae Johnson on the back, in that backcourt, Trae be in. That's what you're going to get.
Yeah, but like when I look yesterday. At, I'm not trying to compare them, but Klay Thompson and Steph, the guys that can shoot like from anywhere on the court like that, that opens up a lot for you. Hell, Sar might end up being a superstar with those two guys on the floor.
Here's the other thing. Remember John the Baptist, John Collins with Trae Young? You don't hear that anymore. So that's the other thing you guys got to realize. From a point guard perspective, if you can catch an alley-oop, your numbers are going to go through the roof playing with Trae Young.
Mm-hmm.
Just like, you see what I mean? So, like, you start to look at that roster, like, all right, who plays above the rim? Like, Coulibaly plays above the rim, but you don't ever see any alley-oops.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're going to start to see that. You see what I mean? That's more exciting. So if you're, you know, the Leontes family, and you're like, let's sell some tickets, you can sell Trae Young to your fan base. You can say, hey, we're not winning now, but check out the show. Hey, yeah. We're going to start winning games. Check out
yeah,
the show.
Yeah, when we until we win, check the show out.
Yeah. You, hey, if Trae Young's on the court, come check out the show.
I love that. That could be fun. Hey, speaking of the show, just because I follow you on Instagram and see where you're at all the time, what's it like following Wemby around right now? I know he missed a little bit of time, but now he's back.
First of all, I don't know how much of this I could say, right? But the guy wants to play more. I'll say that part first, right? Like, they're trying to be very cautious that you don't have a Ralph Sampson situation. But he does things that I don't get my phone out quick enough, right? So I'm hosting him. I look up, and he touches the top of the backboard casually. You understand what I'm saying? Like, touches it, and I look like, did he just do that? And people are looking around like, he just did that. Right? Or, like, I think the clip that was floating from the show 2 days ago, he kicked the balls
yeah,
out of the net.
I saw that.
He does that all the time. We just were rolling in that moment. He does that all the time. Like, and it's insane to see because I'm sitting there and I'm like, those are 2 7-footers. Kelly Olynyk, you know how big he is. And Luke Kornet, you know how big he is. And they're, like, half a foot shorter than him. And they'll be, like, standing there and joking around. And I'm like, this is not real life. Like, this is not, like, people don't, you don't really get it. He's a guy that you have to pick. I think in the league, he's the number one guy you need to come see. You need to see him in person and go early. And fans are doing that. Like, they're showing up an hour before, watching him go through his warm-up, wow, watching him move, because it's a thing.
Are you driving You driving his bus now? You're not driving Giannis' bus anymore?
you done with Giannis?
You're the president of the Wimby fan
club
now, right?
Going from Greece to France?
So here's the difference. I'm flying the Giannis charter, okay? I'm the initial member. I took people in. The Wimby fan club, I can't be the president of that. There's too much competition.
You got to remember, B. Mitch, the Giannis thing. When I was telling people about Giannis, people were like, "You're an idiot. Stop talking." I'm like, "This guy's going to be great." Like, no, this happened in the newsroom at CSN back in the day.
I remember that.
But well, to your credit, Giannis was what, like the 15th or 16th overall pick? Like, Wemby was the no doubt number one overall.
And that shows how far we've come from the scouting department. And I'll give a quick backstory there. Because remember, I was in New Orleans, and Del Dips was the GM, and he's telling me about Giannis all the time. He's like, "I want to take him." And you remember that started the process. They drafted Anthony Davis, then they drafted Nerlens Noel and traded him for Jrue Holiday, and that starts the 76ers, quote, process. He tried to get back in that draft to draft Giannis, and those teams wouldn't let him back in, and thus is history. But yet Giannis, people knew, but they were scared. They were scared because of, well, partially the Wizards drafting. What's my guy's name? Is it Jan Vesely?
Yeah.
Is that who I'm thinking? Oh, yeah. They were afraid to do that again. No, seriously. Like, everybody was like, "Let's not do that again. Let's not make that mistake." So people were afraid of doing that. Now they're like, "Oh, we can't miss out on the next Giannis. Let's draft him."
Vesely's highlight film was the night he was drafted and made out with his girlfriend.
Yeah, made out with that. A 10.
Miles, thank you for the time, bro. We always appreciate it.
All right, see. All right,
guys.
Be cool, brother.
That's our boy Chris Miles from NBA TV. Give him a follow at Chris Miles TV. Got to talk some Trae Young, but we got to dive into this Mike McDaniel thing. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitchell Finley.